So, Jesus, our elder brother and way shower, taught us that unless we become as little children, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And we all want to create heaven right here on earth, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to play today. We're going to play as little children. And Jane's going to play right along with us. So, in heaven, they have a magic coloring book. And I brought it with me because I have my own magic coloring book. And so what if life is like a magic coloring book? And every day you get a blank page on which to draw whatever you want in your version of heaven. Would that be cool? Okay, so let's see what that looks like. A blank page, all right? All right, here's our blank page, right? Everybody see that? A blank page? Oh, okay, I'm going to pick it back up. Thank you. I got it. Okay, so now we need to draw in our magic coloring book what it is we want to draw into our lives, right? Does everybody have their magic pencil? Okay, all right. I have my magic wand here. That's my magic pencil, see? That cool? Right? So we're going to draw what it is that we want to bring into our lives. So use your imagination. You want to picture what it is that you want in this magic coloring book. Now you got to trust, okay? Trust that there are going to be pictures when I open up this book. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
Remember what this is? A magic coloring book, right? Okay. So now this is what that looks like. Oh my God, you guys are really creative. Right? Want to see that again?
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm impressed. I'm impressed. All right. Now, in order to bring these pictures alive and really create our heaven, what do we have to do? We have to color them in. So what are your favorite colors? Blue, purple, red, yellow, green, orange, right? Okay. Now, do you trust that these are colored in? All right. Yes. All right. Because now we got a little bit of experience here, right? I tell you, you guys are magical. Magical, magical, right? So, what if life was really like that and every day we got a blank page on which to draw our heart's desires? And the God of our being really gave us this ability. But we have to play like children. So, there is a creative process and there are 7 ingredients. Now, if we're going to bake a cake, we need all the ingredients, right? If you leave out the eggs or the flour or the butter, it's not going to bake a cake, right? So if you want to create your heaven on earth, you need all 7 ingredients. So the other day when I was asked to speak, I thought of an acronym. It was a divine download, and it was play tag. So that's how we're going to remember the 7 ingredients, okay? So play tag, P-L-A-Y-T-A-G. The P stands for picture. So, you want to picture in your mind what it is that you want to bring into your life to create your heaven. And I want every one of us to now just take a minute or two, and think about what it is that you would like. So, maybe it's a new job. Maybe it's a wonderful relationship with new friends or with your soulmate. Maybe it's vibrant health and energy. Maybe you'd like to express more of some certain qualities. So that may be patience or understanding or faith or peace of mind. What is it that you want a picture to bring into your life? Does everybody have something? Okay. So picturing it means using your imagination. You want to use all of your senses. What does it look like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like? You want to be specific. So if you're looking for a new car or a new home or a new boat or a motorcycle or whatever, you want to picture what does that look like and what does it feel like to have it in your life, all right? So picture it. And you know I'm all about vision boarding, right? So if you can do a vision board, that's even better. keeps it in front of you. So P in play tag is picture. L is let go, let God. So the let go part is letting go of whatever would hold you back from having your heaven on earth. And those are thoughts of lack, thoughts of limitation, thoughts of fear or anger or resentment or grief. All those kinds of emotions, the thoughts that lead to those emotions, can hold you back from creating your heaven on earth. So you want to let those go. And you can just say, I am willing. I am willing. I don't know how to let go of this unforgiveness, but I'm willing. I'm willing to let it go and be forgiving. I'm willing to let go of this judgment I have against myself or someone else and be accepting. I'm willing to let go of this fear and worry and to trust. Okay, so letting go of those emotions. And if you need assistance with that, there are coaches that can help you. I'm a coach. Reverend Crystal's a coach. There are counselors. There are lots of people right here in this church that can help you with that. And you can go downstairs and there's cards on the bulletin board. Ask for help if you need it. And there are wonderful 12-step programs that can help with that as well. So get some help moving through those thoughts and belief systems that can hold you back. All right? And the let God part is we get to be specific about what we want. We want a house with 4 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms, and we want it in the country and all that kind of stuff. But we want to leave the how that shows up and when to God, to the God being of us. So let go of the how and the when. And you can do that by saying, this or something even better comes into my life in the perfect timing and wisdom of the universe, and I gratefully accept it now. So put that after your vision board. Okay, so let go, let God. Now the A, P-L-A, is ask. So Jesus said, until now, you have not asked in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, so that your joy may be made complete. And what he was saying was, in my name, the name I am. Right? Jesus knew his oneness with God, and God's name is I Am, and it's our name too, our spiritual name. So as we take those words, whatever we put after that, we're calling to ourselves because we are reaching to that divinity within us and saying, I am. I am now happily in a great job for me, and I make an abundant salary, and I have great benefits, and it's close to home, and I have a wonderful team to work with. Right? Or I am now in loving, trusting relationships with friends and family, and we're having a great time playing together. Or I am now enjoying my new car, my new motorcycle, my new bike, whatever it is, I am enjoying vibrant health and energy. So ask in the way that Unity does in affirmations, right? Those are the affirmations that we use every single Sunday. Okay. Now, the why is you. You have to remember who you are. And we were just singing this song, I am God. I am God. I am love. I am one with the presence of God. That's what Jesus taught us, right? I am one with the Father. I am the light of the world. The Course in Miracles says, Spirit am I, a beloved child of God. Free of all limits, whole and healed and safe, free to forgive and free to save the world. Right? So, remember who you are. That's the you part. T in tag, play tag, is trust. Trust that there is a creative process. And that with these 7 ingredients, you can create your heart's desires. You would not have those desires in your heart if you were not meant to have them come to fruition, right? You got to trust. Trust the universe. Trust that there is a benevolent universe that is always working on your behalf for your highest good and your greatest joy. Trust. Trust yourself. The A, play tag, is act as if. Now, acting as if is getting excited. You have to expect a miracle. You have to believe that it's going to come into your life. So act as if. You take the actions that are yours to take. If it's a new job, you know, you write your resume, you write your vision statement of that job description. You picture what you want, you use all these different tools, and then you let it go, because now you've given your resume to the universe. And now the universe gets to do its part. It's going to bring you all the resources, the people, the money, the experiences that you need to bring into your life whatever it is you desire. So there's your part of acting, and then there's leaving the rest up to the universe. Okay? Act as if. And the G is gratitude. Be grateful. Be grateful for everything that has come into your life up to now, everything that's here presently, and everything that's yet to come, because it's all meant to be a blessing. It's all meant to help shape you into the amazing God being that you are. Being, as Mike Dooley would say, Mike Dooley from The Secret, being is born to expand the infinite nature of God. Wow, how does that sound? We were born to expand the infinite nature of God. So, what did Jesus do? He always gave thanks in advance. Thank you, Father, for hearing me. Thank you that I can take these 5 loaves and 2 fishes and feed these 5,000. Thank you that I can turn this water into wine. Thank you that I can remember the truth of this being before me and help them regain their sight. So thank you is a huge part of it. So play tag is the acronym. And what I did was I had them put it in the bulletin so that you can remember. All right, so the insert in the bulletin has play tag in it. And as you take this formula and play tag, and this is very interesting because I just got that downloaded play tag thing on a Thursday last week. And on Sunday last week, we decided to go to the movies, and we didn't know what was out there, but there was a movie called Tag, right? Oh, my God. And it's about these 5 kids that, as kids, played tag with each other, and they continued doing it for 30 years. And they made a movie about it, right? And it's so cool. It's a very fun movie. It's a great movie to go and see. And can you imagine? Like, I had that download, play tag, and then 3 days later, we go to see a movie where they're playing tag based on this true story. That's how powerful we are. You got to use all 7 ingredients. So picture what you want. Let go whatever could hold you back. Let God bring it to you in the perfect timing, in the perfect way. Ask in affirmative statements. I am. I am. There's this woman in the back, and her shirt says, choose happy. Right? I am happy. I now choose to be happy. I now willing to believe that I can be happy. However you want to say it, choose, right? Ask. Ask for what you want. Remember who you are. Powerful, creative beings. The power of God within you to use your word, to use your imagination, to use your power of faith to create your own heaven on earth. T, trust. Trust in the universe, trust in yourself, trust that you can have your heart's desires. Act as if they're already so, expect a miracle, and give gratitude. Give gratitude. Be thankful for all your blessings. And as you use this formula with all these ingredients, and you act as a little child, you shall create your own version of heaven on earth. And so it is. Thank you, God. So now we have a wonderful affirmation, which is, we don't have the affirmation. We don't have the affirmation? It's in our bulletin. So if you take your bulletin and you open it up, it says, and I will read it for those of you that don't have a bulletin, and you can follow after me. I am a beloved child of God. I ask for what I desire and I joyfully receive it. Let's say that again. Doesn't that sound good? Right? I am a beloved child of God, co-creating heaven in my life. I ask for what I desire, and I joyfully receive it. And so it is. Amen. All right. I just got to tell you, in that movie, the quote in the movie was, "We do not stop playing because we become old. We become old because we stop playing." Right? George Bernard Shaw. And that's right here, too. So, now we have the band coming up again.